This is the National Daily. Welcome to August 9th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate our love of books and perhaps a history lesson or two. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Before we can talk, we communicate with touch, and the most vital messages are delivered with our hands. You are safe. You are loved. Saf Power Hand Sanitizer Cream is tough on germs and soft on skin because you don't just protect them, you surround them with softness. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
Daniel Tompkins, George Dallas, Hannibal Hamlin. You may have never heard of these men, but at one point, each was vice president. In modern times, when you vote for a president, the VP is part of the package. But it was much different in our country's early years. Originally, the office went to whomever finished with the second most electoral votes. That made a huge mess, however, in the presidential election of 1800, when Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr tied for second place. This led to the passage of the 12th Amendment, and that changed the system. On National Veep Day, break out the history books and read up on some of the men who helped shape our country, even if they may only be footnotes.
Bibliophiles everywhere are embracing the celebration of National Book Lovers Day. If you are one of them, then you likely know the power of the written word to transport you through story to any corner of the imagination. The first public libraries appeared in the Middle Ages and featured books written on vellum that were chained to a desk or a shelf to prevent stealing. Today, books are nearly free, with online e-books and tablets replacing the hardbound and paperback kind. But if you still enjoy the freedom of cracking open a book with a spine, then enjoy the adventure of this centuries-old pastime that lets you get lost virtually anywhere you please. And on National Book Lovers Day, don't forget to read to the next generation of up-and-coming bibliophiles.
Hey Marlo, are you celebrating National Rice Pudding Day?
Did you bring the raisins?
I wouldn't even know how to answer that.
You've never put raisins in rice pudding?
No.
Well, okay, that's because you're lazy, because tomorrow is
National Lazy Day. Yes,
so you're celebrating that, yes.
No, I'm celebrating S'mores Day, and there's no raisins in s'mores.
That's true.
If you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.